2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore, my child, be empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men, who will be competent to teach others also. Suffer evil with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please the one who enlisted him. And also, if anyone contends in the games, he is not crowned unless he contends lawfully. The laboring farmer must be the first to partake of the fruit. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, of the seed of David, according to my gospel, in which I suffer evil unto bonds as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the chosen ones, that they themselves also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Faithful is the word. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, solemnly charging them before God not to have contentions of words, which is useful for nothing, to the ruin of those who hear. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. But avoid profane, vain babblings, for they will advance to more ungodliness, and their word will spread like gangrene, of whom are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have misaimed, saying that the resurrection has already taken place, and overthrow the faith of some. However, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from unrighteousness. But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some are unto honor, and some unto dishonor. If therefore anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared unto every good work. But flee youthful lust, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish questionings, and those arising from an untrained mind, refuse, knowing that they beget contentions. But a slave of the Lord ought not to contend, but be gentle toward all, apt to teach, bearing with wrong, in meekness correcting those who oppose, if perhaps God may give them repentance unto the full knowledge of the truth, and they may return to soberness out of the snare of the devil, having been caught alive by him unto his will.